This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Friday, which means time for the Week in Review. But the Week in Review has to do with news going on right now. So we'll start with the impending government shutdown. Last night, the House of Representatives approved a funding bill largely on party lines, and now it's in the Senate's hands. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor earlier today.
They will see which senators vote to shove aside veterans, military families, and vulnerable children to hold the entire country hostage. Hold the entire country hostage until we pass an immigration bill they haven't even written yet.
Well, here's how Democratic Senator Dick Durbin responded.
The best that the Republican leader in the Senate can offer us is another Band-Aid, another 4 weeks of temporary funding, a wasteful gesture, a wasteful exercise, and he knows it.
Well, we've got a terrific panel to talk about these things today. But first, let's go straight to Washington, and Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey joins us now. Senator Markey, welcome back to the show.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So, what's going on in the Senate right now? What's your view about whether or not we're going to have a government shutdown come midnight tonight?
Well, Chuck Schumer just left the meeting with Donald Trump down in the White House. Obviously, Donald Trump now realizes increasingly that he is going to be the person who is blamed if the government shuts down. All of the polling is now showing that. And so hopefully this is the opening that we've been waiting for, although it's 9 hours before the government does shut down. But there's no question that it's now up to the president to say to the most radical right-wing elements of his party that he's going to, in fact, compromise. He's going to reach an agreement, and he will convene the meeting, because ultimately it has to be the president, Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan in a room with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mm. That's how we will ultimately get an agreement.
Well, so you mentioned the fact that Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, was in this meeting with President Donald Trump. He just left the White House about an hour ago, in the last hour, made a quick statement to reporters. So here's what Senator Schumer said.
Long and detailed meeting. We discussed all of the major outstanding issues. We made some progress, but we still have a good number of disagreements. The discussions will continue.
And Senator Markey, as you mentioned, there's some 9 hours left. You heard the tape we played a little earlier from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling out Democrats for, in his words, holding the entire country hostage over the continuing resolution. I mean, what's your response to that?
Well, my response is obviously that the Republicans control the Senate. They control the House of Representatives. They control the presidency. So we're not the ones holding the country hostage. It's the Republicans who are refusing to allow Democrats into the room. They are putting together bills with no debate, no amendments, no Democrats in the room, and then they bring it out onto the floor of the House and Senate, basically saying take it or leave it. But in take it or leave it, they also leave out protection for Dreamers, funding for opioids, funding for community health centers, and the Democrats are saying 4 months into the fiscal year, only 8 months left to go, let's finish these issues. Let us not have it herky-jerky, move month to month with no permanent resolution, and also let's send a signal to the Defense Department, to our military personnel, that we're giving them a permanent budget for the year. It's up to the Republicans to come to the table in order to achieve all of those goals.
Yeah. You know, to get some facts straight here, I mean, I've been hearing in the past couple of days a lot of back and forth about CHIP, right? The Children's Health Insurance Program, which is, to use kind of a crass term, it's one of the bargaining chips. Forgive me for the terrible pun. In this debate over of a continuing resolution in the government, but if I remember correctly, if I've got my facts straight, I mean, CHIP expired. CHIP funding expired more than 3 months ago, right? So it didn't seem as if there was this much urgency on the GOP side several months ago, when this program that funds millions of kids of health care lost its funding.
Right. In order to give predictability for Massachusetts, for every state that relies upon CHIP funding for the child population, the federal government began its new fiscal year on October 1st. The Republicans refused to in fact, sit down with us to work out a budget for the year. The same thing was true with community health centers. The same thing was true with opioid funding. And the same thing was true with DACA. Then we had another extension of the continuing resolution in November. Then we had another extension in December. And now we have yet another one that they want here in January for another 4 weeks. Well, all of these important vital services and protections are still not resolved. And CR for Republicans really means can't resolve. And it's not can't resolve with Democrats. It's they can't resolve it in their own party because the Freedom Caucus, the right wing, keeps pulling McConnell, Ryan, Lindsey Graham, and the president out of the room. Just stop compromising. And as a result, there's a paralysis which has taken place. But all of these programs, as a result, jeopardized.
But on the other hand, the Freedom Caucus, just before the House vote yesterday on the CR, they said they'd be on board. So they may have made some noise, but they ultimately voted in favor for it. Is the same thing going to happen on the Senate side?
No, they voted for the Republican budget. They did not vote for anything that had any Democrat in the room. So their compromise was that with the Republican leadership, they agreed to vote for the Republican bill. But compromise in the minds of the Freedom Caucus with Democrats is capitulation. They won't accept any compromise. Mm. They won't hear any of our concerns. And that's DACA, it's opioids, it's community health centers. All of that has yet to be in the room and negotiated with Republicans who can get Republican votes to then pass it on the floor of the House and the Senate.
So, Senator Markey, I'm mindful that there's a lot going on Capitol Hill right now, and things could be changing even in the time period that you and I have been talking. But I have one more question for you. Over the course of this week, I've actually received several, maybe half a dozen emails from listeners who think that we're spending too much time talking about this government shutdown and that they, you know, they recall in years past when the government has temporarily not been able to come up with a CR and shut down for a little while. And they said, we've survived. So I'm just wondering, for those folks, what do you think is at stake if we can't get a CR passed by midnight tonight?
There's a fundamental responsibility that each of us have, including the president, when we run for office. And that is to make sure that the government works. What is happening now is the Republican paradox is that they don't believe in government, but they have to run for office in order to make sure that the government doesn't work. Well, that calls into question, actually, the premise of this constitutional system of government, which we have. And the American people want their government to work. They don't want us to have this kind of paralysis that results in hostages being taken, child health or DACA or community health centers as a part of a process that is nonsensical. And so I would say to them that there's a lot at stake here. And it includes the normal constitutional functioning of the federal government towards the goal of ensuring that everything that is important to the American people be completed in an orderly fashion. And the president is failing his on-the-job constitutional law class at every test. Mm. He needs a remedial course. He is going up to Pennsylvania yesterday to campaign for a congressional candidate. The rest of the time, he's tweeting out criticisms of the Republicans for talking about a compromise on child health or criticizing Democrats, you know, for what they want. He's the president. In the musical Hamilton, there's a great scene, a great song, In the Room Where It Happens. And Jefferson and Hamilton and Madison, they go in a room, in the room where it happens. They cut their big deal. Well, that's what the president has to accept.
Yeah.
He and only he can put together the room where it happens, and he has to bring in the Democrat and Republican leaders, and then we can resolve it. And that is what the Constitution intended. That's what Hamilton was all about. And that's what the American people want right now. And there may be some who think that it's acceptable, but I think the overwhelming majority of Americans oppose. And the polling says that 48% of Americans will blame Trump and only 28% the Democrats. 87% of Americans want a DACA fix to be passed. So I think there may be some people who don't mind and think that this is business as usual, but I don't think that's how ordinary voters, ordinary people, view what is now happening.
Well, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me on.